New season, new girls, same Diana. This is the AfterBuzz Bring It After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Holding up this side of the table all by myself.
I know. Go Tamra.
That's my official audition for the team, Miss D.
Recruit us, Miss D. welcome back, everybody. It is a new season of Bring It, and we are so excited. Oh my gosh. So let's get into this. First and foremost, I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And to my left, introduce yourself, pretty lady.
I'm Tamra Brown, and you can find me on Instagram at Tamra_blue.
Yay!
Happy MLK Day.
Yeah. Happy MLK Day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Everything.
I haven't seen you forever, Howard.
I know. It's been a while.
It's been ages.
Merry Christmas. All of that.
Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Howard and I are just going to catch up. I hope you guys don't mind.
Just give us a minute. Just a moment. But yes, we are back. We're happy to be back. This is season 4, episode 1 of Bring It, Miss D Reboots. Now, Tamara, when we were talking earlier, we didn't know that they would have a season 4.
Yeah, apparently it was announced pretty last minute. And so, yeah. Here we are, season 4, all ready to go.
Wow, all ready to go. You know, how many seasons do you think they might do?
Hard to say, because, it could go infinitely. There's always going to be it's just like a sitcom that takes place at a high school. Well, no, it's the opposite of that, because a sitcom that takes place at a high school, those main characters move on, but you can always bring in the new girls, you know? We always have the young ones, the Faiths, the Angel and Angela coming in.
That's very true. That is very true.
But what do you think?
I'd say maybe like 2 more seasons, like season 6. Uh-huh. Go out with a bang.
I feel like Miss D's probably wants to move on to new projects, cuz she's got so many what's the phrase, like pots in the fire, or what?
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
what I'm
like
trying
hands
to say.
Yeah. So many, I get what you're trying to say.
So many bucks
hands in her
pocket. And hands in her pocket. Yeah. She's got so many things going on. She probably wants to move on to the next project.
Yeah, definitely. Because this is, Bring It has just really expanded her brand. Mm-hmm. It's done so much for her. And I love that she's still humble about it.
Yeah.
She lets you know on Instagram, like, this is my actual job. Don't come up here. Don't come see me. Don't ask for a photo. I'm working. And I love that.
Yes. I like her more and more every season.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't like her at first, but she's just more and more endearing every episode.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But on tonight's episode, we open up with Coach D having Tina, who is the new DDP president.
We need a DDP president? Okay.
All right. Because there's a lot of moms behind the scenes we don't see. But Tina's the new DDP president. And Coach D says, you know what? My storage room is a little bit too much for me. I want to make this into a locker room, a place for the girls to come and warm up at. And decides to have Tina come and clean this. I mean, the room was messy.
Ooh, I wouldn't have wanted to do that.
Yes.
I didn't want to touch it. But
she just had to do it. Like, it was just so messy. I don't understand. But, I mean, that's why it's a storage room, right?
It's probably one of those things, keep the moms busy so they stay out of her hair.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And get some free labor out of that.
Yeah.
But moving on with the moms. So, they're getting some new blood this season.
Yes. What did you think of our new parent?
Well, I like him.
Yeah.
You know, he brings a little sass, and we need that, a little extra.
Brandon. Is it Brandon or Brendan?
It's Brandon.
Brandon. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
So apparently he's Mimi's friend. They went to hair school together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like him. I think he's going to, like, flip things around, especially with him being the uncle to his, nieces.
Yeah.
The twins.
Yeah.
What do we think about that? New twins. So Star. I always do that.
Scar and Simba.
Star and Sky need to step to the side because Angela and Angel are here.
Yeah.
Brandon's nieces.
And, oh, are they ready? I mean, first day on the job and they're already getting, you know, auditioning for the tough spots and everything like mm-hmm. that. Like, they're jumping right in. So.
Yeah, they did not come to play.
Yeah.
And then also, I love how the moms were like, Mimi, who's this man? Like, why is he coming up in here? We never have men in here. I think
he's going to make a great dynamic in that room. Mm-hmm. He's going to, like, I think he's going to squash a lot of, like, Selena's silliness or, like, whatever goofy thing that somebody has to do. I feel like he's going to make it a lot more, I don't know, a lot more adult and fun and funny and mm-hmm. lively.
Yeah, definitely.
Fresh, you know, not the same. You know, these moms have been there since the beginning, almost, all of them. And so, you know, I think he's going to just breathe fresh air into that room.
Yeah, and I love how Lifetime is introducing us to new moms like that. How we saw Faith's mom, and, you know, we have...
Tamala.
It's just, like, nice to see that. Yeah. Like, yeah. Get us some new blood in there. I'm loving that. But there might be a little heat in there between, of course, the sets of twins. Now we have two sets of twins. We have Selena's girls, and now we have Brandon's girls. Mm-hmm. And Selena and Brandon are kind of like, it's only room for one set of twins.
Yeah. That's what Selena's, yeah, they're making it seem like that. But it's already seeming like Angel and Angela are going to edge in there and... They might steal the opportunity away from Star and Sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those two girls are going to give Star and Sky a run for their money.
For sure.
And it seems like they really want it.
Yeah.
Remember we were saying last season, we didn't think Star and Sky.
I always think like they, you know, actually they're getting, they seem a little bit hungrier. And I know some of you out there get on to us about that and are like, stop saying that they don't want it. But, you know, that's how it seemed to me for a long time. But mm-hmm. as... last season, they seemed a little bit more eager, and this season, they definitely seem, you know, continuing to have a lot more interest and be a little bit more hungry about getting into stands and getting solo parts on the team. So, mm-hmm. but I still think Angel and Angela might edge them out, might really definitely. Give them a run for their money.
Yes, because these girls are talented, and they said they've been on the team for 2 years, so it's already they kind of. They don't have an edge up on those girls, but they've been in the background.
Yeah.
So they've been able to practice at home or practice to the side mm-hmm. where you don't really see them as much. So they've been waiting, like mm-hmm. plotting and waiting for this moment.
And it makes me think that probably, because Miss D has gotten onto Star and Sky about not putting in those extra, like, practice classes and coming mm-hmm. into extra classes and stuff. So I assume that Angel and Angela probably have put mm-hmm. in that extra effort.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why it's going to be a tough one because these girls seem ready.
Yeah.
These sets of twins seem like they are coming for whoever wants to come for them. You get in their way and they're here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really excited for this season just for those two girls because I feel like they're going to come up here and just bring it and just knock everybody out.
Yeah.
I mean, not the, you know, the OGs.
Uh-huh.
But
sure.
I'm saying so. But so Selena,
they're
going
to carry us into the next season.
Yeah, they are. They're going to be the new girls. Start to groom them. But Selena is not having it. She's like, listen, Brandon, you need to calm down. This is, you only been in here for 2 seconds and you're already going against my girls. Especially when, I believe it was Angela who made it into the stands battle.
Yeah, it was, yes, mm-hmm. Angela, Zamaya, and Sky.
Mm.
Or, no, that was the three added to the battle squad.
To the battle squad. Yeah, but at first when we didn't even hear Sky's name, Brandon was like, oh, my twin made it. I mean... Is he gloating too much?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, like, when you first get in there, I think the parents are a little bit more competitive. Like, right off the bat, they want to talk big so that nobody, like, you know, puts them in their place. Nobody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think he's, like, feisty at first.
I think so, too. You think it's like a wall, just like, oh, you know, we don't really know each other, so let me put up this wall real quick.
Yeah.
Just not to let anybody in.
Yeah.
And then maybe once he gets a little settled in, he'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. He's still got to, like, get comfortable in the room. First guy thrown in there, like, he's, mm-hmm. you know, that can't be easy, even though, you know, he supposedly knows Mimi, but still, like, it's still a new environment. You got to get used to it.
Yeah.
And but I do think it's cool that they're, like, separating, you know, like, one twin gets into the battle squad and the other one doesn't. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to not always see, you know, remember that twins are individuals, too. Mm-hmm. It's not Star and Sky. They're individual people, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's cool that Sky and Angela and Zamaya join the battle squad.
Yeah, I was really happy for Sky.
Yeah.
Like, I was just genuinely happy for her. And even Coach D was like, you shocked me. Like,
yeah.
You made it. And I think she actually took the time over the summer, like she said, in practice.
Yeah, it seems like it.
It really does seem like it. Because sometimes the girls just say, oh, you know, I practice over the summer and blah, blah, blah. But it looks like she actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy for her, like, moving forward
with that. Hard work pays off.
Mm-hmm. You get it, girl. So... then we move on. Let's move on to the practices. The girls are going to New Orleans to compete for the second line parade. Is that what it was called?
Second line competition. Yeah.
Second line competition, but it was supposed to be, you know, some type of a parade, but didn't really happen like that. That's further on further along. But we do see the girls' rivals. Divas of Olive Branch.
Yep, and Neva comes back.
Neva the Diva. Oh my gosh. What are we going to do with Neva?
We didn't even need her. You know, some of the coaches I love when they come back, but Neva's one I can do without. Like, she's just she's just annoying. She's obnoxious. I don't find anything endearing about Neva the Diva.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I just like it because she's a little crazy. That's about it. But yeah. I could probably do without her. I'm going to be like, she's give and take, you know?
Oh, but there's one that, you know, sometimes I think that the producers are listening to us, but we'll get there. I'll bring that up when we get to that point.
Okay, all right.
Because I was just thinking, like, well, I guess that's done. Neva's done on the show because we just said that.
So. Oh, yeah. We'll see. I know they're listening out there. So we meet up with Neva the Diva. And she's just ready to go, like always. She brings out her little dolls at her practice and says, "Death drop, throws the dolls everywhere."
So
like,
weird.
Really? Really, Neva?
Just yeah.
Dolls everywhere? Like, okay, all right. I'm feeling it. But, okay. So, then we move on back to our girls' practices.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's D3 from Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah. D3 Elite. Mm-hmm. I like them.
I like them, too. A lot of the girls on that team were younger, so, you know, super cute team. But they were great, despite, you know, like, so good. So, yeah, I like that team a lot.
Yeah, I like that team. I think we should see more of them, too. They're one of my favorites, and then I also like the Tigerettes.
Yeah.
I like them, too. But with the girls in stance battle, so... I like how they open it up for 15 girls this time.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's only 12, but since they were able to add the other three, I just like that. I like a bigger stance battle.
Yeah,
I enjoy
good.
Stance, so
yeah.
I said, hey, go ahead.
I think it's more it's more powerful when you have more people.
Mm-hmm. In certain things. Remember, we talked about this last season.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it when the whole floor of girls.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, fair enough.
But you know, nice 15 is a good amount.
That's a good number. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I like how the new stance was called bipolar to deal with Neva the Diva.
Uh huh.
Coach D named this stance bipolar, where she would have five different stances. Yes.
I didn't even notice that. Okay.
Five different stances. Going on at once to represent all the different emotions.
I missed that name. I didn't notice that part. Oh, awesome. Okay.
Bipolar. I mean, do we think Neva's...
See, that's like, okay, so that's a hit at Neva that, like, that's... Say, like, nobody... You know, Neva takes these hits that are like... everybody knows about it, and mm-hmm. it's below the belt and stuff like that. You know, Miss D just does, she's just like, I'm just quietly getting my aggression out, you know? Like, it don't hurt nobody to call the dance bipolar, you know? It's like, that's the way to do it. She's classy.
Very classy. I would have loved if she called it bipolar diva or something, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, so you really know who's it going towards. But, and speaking of bipolar, Coach D, she's still on her type of thing, doing a little bipolarness, you know, getting she's screamy. Nice. Yeah. She said this season she wasn't going to scream, it was going to be okay, but no.
Hey, it wouldn't be Bring It if it weren't, you know, if we didn't see Miss D screaming, letting the girls have it, you know, it wouldn't be why we watch it.
That's true. But we already talked about this last season, how we said, do we think she screams too much? And
what did I say? I don't think she does.
I don't think so.
I don't have
either.
A problem with it.
I think sometimes the
I'm not the girl's mom,
much.
So.
That's true. That is very true. I think it's great to shape the girls, but I think sometimes the cursing is a bit much. Like, yeah. you know, they're still 14, 15.
Would you want somebody talking like that to your kids, like a coach?
I wouldn't, like, all that cursing. But I also know, like, when I was doing sports, coaches would curse to us, too.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like, and it made us work harder.
Yeah. See, I don't have kids, but I feel like I wouldn't mind it because it's like, well, it's my choice to get this level of training. And so you know, my kid's going to get trained the way that she does it. I'm not going to question her method.
That's true. Go ahead, Coach D. I mean, I guess the cursing is working. I mean, the girls are kicking butt, so go ahead, do you. But we also do see in that same clip of them practicing Brandon talking to Tamala, mm-hmm. how she said, Brandon said that Tamala's daughter wouldn't make it onto the the team. And he was just going off, and then...
Yeah.
None of his girls
made it
either.
He doesn't need to be rubbing people the wrong way to start out with. But, yeah.
It got a little heated. It really did. Like, even Selena was like, you've only been here for 5 minutes. You know, it's such your.
I think we're going to see more attitude from Tamala. Because, like, last season she was so, like, just, I'm zen. I'm the one that, you know, going to offer suggestions of how to handle things. But... we'll talk about this when we do predictions, but like I think we're going to see a different side of Tamala coming up this season.
Mm-hmm. And then we go on to seeing the moms get involved with cleaning the storage room, which was...
I love how that room changes in like 2 days.
Because I was like, wait a minute. Because when they go into the storage room, Tina says, okay, we all need help. We only have a day to get it like clean. And then she was like, well, now we have towards the end of the week.
That was a quick run to IKEA. Quick painting of the walls. And yeah, it looked amazing, though. Live there.
Yeah, it was really nice for them.
Yeah.
I mean, you loved it, right? What about
I did.
Coach D didn't like the purple
still
on
like
the walls.
Purple. I guess she doesn't like purple.
I like the purple.
Yeah.
I thought it looked really nice.
I mean, it looked to me like a 15, 14-year-old girl's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's appropriate, you know?
Yeah.
It's not for Miss D. It's for the girls.
Exactly. A nice little warm-up room. I like that idea of a nice little warm-up room.
Yeah.
In case the girls want to come early and
had the
out.
Bar in there and that little like stretch out area in front of the mirror. I was like, I'd work out in there for
and
sure.
The lockers to put their stuff.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Because that's really nice.
Yeah.
I wonder how big the practice
the
room is. Yeah.
The whole dollhouse or just the practice room?
You know what? Both.
Yeah. I think the dollhouse is pretty massive. Like, I think it's... You know what? You guys let us know. Are there, because those of you in the area, or maybe you've been there, how many studios? Because like most dance people on the level of Miss D, their studios have multiple studios in one, like there's several rooms in one, you know, dance school. So I bet there's more than one studio in there.
I believe it too. And I think she owns that whole complex or something over there. Because every time they go to it, it only looks like it's two other stores.
Yeah.
And then... Dollhouse Factory.
Yeah.
I wonder how big that is. Like, how many other... Because they were able to do, you know, the regular practice room. Then they moved on to the moms getting their own room, so they wouldn't stand outside anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then now this storage room, and then Coach D's office.
I would think that as the business is expanding, she's able to buy more of
That's
whatever
true.
That, you know, is it a strip mall or whatever it is in. mm-hmm. but she's probably able to buy more space in there. But I have a feeling there's more than one studio in there, but we only ever see the one.
Yeah. I think it's smart, though, not to show us all what she has.
Yeah.
You know, just that little storage room and the
dancing. None of our business.
I know. So, but let's move on to finally competition. Now, it was raining in New Orleans.
It was raining. And wait, did we talk about the freestyle cuts?
Oh, no. Good one.
Before competition.
Yeah, the freestyle cuts.
So they had Kinjane, Makaya, Michaela, Christiana, Angela, and Faith. So Angela, again, got picked for mm-hmm. the freestyle section.
She's talented.
Yeah.
She's a very talented girl. I think all the girls, they really do put in, like, work on that freestyle.
Yeah.
And plus, I love when they do freestyle.
It's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I love Faith. I still think she's a front runner to be, like, you know, the biggest one out there. Like, she's next in line after Cameron.
Yeah.
I think. Because, you know, Cameron will probably be graduating sooner than later. And mm-hmm. I think it's Faith's turn.
Yeah.
To step up.
Yeah. She'll get there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Faith or Christiana, which we didn't see that much this episode.
Yeah, well, we didn't see Cameron this episode at all. I don't True. Know if she was, I don't know if she was injured or, I tried to look it up a little bit, but I didn't, like, thoroughly go in depth trying to figure out with this episode where Cameron was. But, you know, she might have, I don't know, she might have been injured, she might have been doing a personal tour or something, who knows.
Well, no, I saw her dancing. I knew she was there, but we didn't see her, like, speak.
Yeah. She's usually, like, she wasn't one of the freestyle group. Yeah. You know, that's unusual. So that's why I'm guessing she was injured, but I don't know.
Probably. But I love the freestyle girls when they do that
whole thing. Did you think of Mimi's? Did you notice Mimi's hair?
The cornrows?
Yeah, she's got braids now.
I saw that. I like that.
I like it a lot, but I was like, that doesn't look like Mimi. Like, it's very so. Not Mimi, but I like it.
I didn't think so either, but I like it. And then I didn't like the purple. Mimi, I love you, but it was like, I saw like a purple, like, bob type of... It wasn't even a bob, it was like a shortcut.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm not feeling that one. But the cornrows were cute. I like that.
Yeah.
I like, and I think the moms so far, they still look really good. I love... Tina with the black hair.
Mm-hmm.
She did one with the black hair, and then she has the bright red, which, you know, I'm like...
She usually does that one, yeah.
Yeah, but I love just her natural black hair.
Yeah.
It was pretty.
Yeah, it was.
The moms look good.
Yeah, they're looking good.
Okay, so was it competition time?
I think so.
Let's see.
On to New Orleans we go.
A rainy New Orleans. The parade was supposed to be outside, but somehow they said, let's just move it into this big, beautiful... arena.
Yeah.
Not even like a little performing arts center.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's why it wasn't a parade. That's why they just did it like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did love. So what I think that the producers are listening to us. It's because of the part where I always say how, like, I hate the, like, contrived, like, meet in the hallway part. Yeah. You know?
Uh-huh.
But this part, Miss D's just like, you know, I like to call my husband before a performance and check in. And then Neva comes up. And I'm like, see? That's all I was asking. Like, just make it just a little bit more organic. Like, that I'm a little bit more invested in the you know, what goes on between them now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I liked that. So I don't know if the producers were listening to us or not, but I'm going to assume that they were. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, because it just flowed.
Yeah.
You know, she was just standing there. Of course, but when Neva comes up, it's just Neva talking crazy.
Yeah.
Always. Coach D was just like, okay, get up out of here. Like, I don't understand.
And why do you always have to do this?
Yeah. And then now she wants to be... I understand what Coach D is saying. How we got to bury the hatchet
mm-hmm.
and then you bring it back out?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of trying to bury the hatchet?
Exactly, yeah.
What is that? And then I didn't like how we didn't see D3 Elite's coach. They didn't have a meetup, did they?
No, they didn't have a meetup. We didn't see much of her. She seemed, she seemed cool. She was younger when she went out through the dance part. Was it Brandon that said, like, who's that tall baby dancing?
I know. Can we talk about that, the whole dance part? all the teams, we didn't think the coaches were going to be involved, but Divas of Olive Branch and D3 Elite both came through the aisles, mm-hmm. and both of their coaches were leading. Neva looking crazy, leading down the aisle. Then we have the other one, D3 Elite. Well, she didn't look as crazy, but you know, she was trying. But
I get the feathers, because Miss D was like, what's with all the turkeys and all the feathers on the stage and stuff? But like, I see feathers. It's a very New Orleans. Oh,
yeah.
I should have brought, I have like masks, because I have family in New Orleans. Ooh. So I have a lot of those like masks with all the feathers and stuff, mm-hmm. like that. But so like I got the theme of it. It wasn't that crazy to me that they came out with feathers, but yeah, I think Miss D was just like, grow up.
I know. Yeah. I like the feathers too. I thought it was very New Orleans also. But Miss D wasn't, yeah, like yeah. you said, grow up. She wasn't feeling it. Because she was like, why are they coming out here in these feathers? And then said, I need to show them how a real coach leads their team. She got out there, wasn't prepared, just started dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I love when Coach D does that. Just off the radar, says, you know, let me just join in and help my girls. The other two captains did it, so I can do it too.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's fun. She's always fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And impressive.
Definitely. Yeah, because she still got it. She was up there leading.
I wonder how old Miss D is.
I don't know. I think they said maybe like 36, 37.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you think she's that young?
I do.
I mean, she looks that young. I'm not saying. I just assume, like, career-wise, she's probably older. But I don't know.
I definitely think she's in her 30s.
Yeah? Think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tamara. Look at Tamara with this light shade. Yes, I'm here for it though.
No, she looks great. She definitely looks like she's in her 30s. I'm just thinking, like, you know, career wise, I would guess that she's a little older. That's all.
Yes, in a shade. So, but she's out there. She's out there just getting it, you know, dropping everything, twerking, doing her thing.
Yes, she's amazing.
Oh yes. So we see that, whose team was it? I think it was the D3 Elite. Well, one of the girls had a bit of a, I don't want to say wardrobe malfunction.
Oh yeah, hair malfunction.
Yeah,
like, oh yeah,
she's up there, the little girl, bless her heart.
I love that. I mean, I don't love that that happened to her, but I loved how everybody, like Miss D, you know, reminds everybody that, yeah, this is a competition, but like the point is to teach the girls and to teach the girls how to be, you know, good people and what's really important and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that girl, she was little, like that she felt bad.
Yeah.
Everybody steps in. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I want to see more, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but like just more of like
sisterhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something about, like, you know, it doesn't have to do with dance. Well, you know, and it doesn't have to do with, less about the rivalries and more about, like, the connections between people. I love that so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was just such a sweet moment, because I know I'd be embarrassed if my wig came off.
Yeah.
Doing a middle of a dance.
Yeah.
I'm over here putting on a show and whoop. There goes my wig. And it didn't even come off. It was like attached.
And I think that was the problem too. Cause like if it had come off completely, she probably would have just kept dancing. But because it was like hanging, it was probably like pulling and hurting. And
poor baby. I was like, oh girl, somebody didn't clip those in. I just felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love how they were clapping and say, you know, it's good job, good job. And mm-hmm. she still killed it.
Yes.
You know, that little girl still did a great job.
She did great. And she's only, you know, like, she's going to be in there for a while. So she's only going to get better. She's already amazing. She's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, kudos to you, little girl. but, and then we also see at the competition the same judges.
Yeah.
I said this last season on the show. I don't like seeing the same judges because I don't know who is with who. If you already love the dolls, mm-hmm. you're going to automatically vote for the dolls. Mm-hmm. That's just what I believe. I mean, yes, if the dolls are bad, you probably say they're bad, but I like to see fresh face judges.
Okay. Yeah. I see your point. Yeah.
You know?
I haven't thought about it, but yeah, I think you're right.
And I hope I don't see the same one. I don't mind seeing...
What about Jay Fever?
I know. I don't mind seeing Jay Fever.
Let's get it. Let's go.
I like him. I wonder, you think he trademarked that?
Yes, I bet he did. Well, because he had those t-shirts a couple episodes ago. He was wearing his own t-shirt that said, let's get it, let's go. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's selling those.
Yeah.
I mean, I for sure would if I had a catchphrase in a reality show. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I sure would too. And I love how all the girls have their own little catchphrase t-shirts too. Mm-hmm. Kayla has her Nuck If You Buck, or you know, and everybody else has their little
Smurfs
thing.
And everything. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go ahead, girls. But so then we finally see them get into the freestyle dance, and each girl is just throwing combo after combo. Just, it was a great freestyle.
Yeah.
But eventually the dolls take first place.
Yeah. So freestyle, the first round, D3 won against Kinji. And the second round was when the wig fell off, but the dolls won. And then the third round, the dolls won. Second round was Michaela, she won. Third round was Micaiah, she won.
Mm. Yeah. Each girl was great.
Yeah, I love those solo, when you get to see them dance solo.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite in this round, in the freestyle?
I don't think so. I don't think one of them. Usually there's one trick that I'm just like, how did she do that? There wasn't a trick that I saw any of them throw that I hadn't seen before I was particularly like, blew my mind. Not that it wasn't great, but mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. I think each girl just did great. I didn't really have a favorite, but I love them all.
Yeah.
Maybe Faith a little bit more. Okay, so then we see,
she's just got, Faith has such like expressions that she's like, always got this face of innocence but also just like attitude.
Yeah.
Too. So I think that's what's so appealing about Faith.
Yeah.
Dana, her mom Dana kind of has it too, but kind of a little bit more. If I'm going to be straight up real with you, she's got a little bit of a vacant look on her face all the time. Like, she's just kind of like,
just like, yeah, I'm here. Okay.
I don't know what's going on. I'm thinking about something else.
I
thinking about where my nerd glasses are in my little.
Oh, no. We got to let the nerd glasses go. Those have got to be tucked away in the drawer in the back of the closet. We are no longer seeing those nerd glasses.
Yeah.
Keep those out for special occasions. Ooh. Like, I don't know.
And the tie. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if she brings it out again.
The tie, I might be able to do the tie here and there.
Yeah.
Some days.
It's the combination of the tie and the glasses and the way she does her hair when she's got, when it's all together. Yeah.
We love you.
All right. We love you, Dana.
But then we go on to the stands battle. And the girls, of course, the dolls always bring it. I love when they do that little drop type of thing. Uh-huh. Like when they point and turn.
Oh,
and,
yeah. And it's, yeah. And
yes. Mm-hmm. And they all do it as one.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah,
it's
me
just
too.
Like such a call out thing.
Me too.
Like,
so I'm much gagging. Emotion in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but so they go and they just, of course, kill it every time. I think stands, I love how confident they are in stands, but I am going to agree with Coach D tonight when she said, you know, we are a championship type of team. Like, we win trophies, so people are going to come for us. So now the stands mm-hmm. have to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think she's going to have a way of increasing these stands? Like, how is she going to make them better?
I think it's just a matter of when the new girls come in, they're each new class of girls that comes in are being trained at a higher level. So like, and just as Miss D's studios are becoming more successful and more popular and more students are coming in, they're all having to up their game a little bit. So
right.
I think it's just naturally going to happen.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know. We'll
see. These stands will just be out of the window. Love it. So we finally get on to the it's time to hand out the trophies. And
Divas of Olive Branch, that thing with the voodoo dolls.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But they were just Barbies. It's so weird.
I don't know what Neva thinks.
Yeah, it's like she's just grasping at straws for some, like, prop. Like, what the hell is that?
I guess because New Orleans and...
voodoo. I mean, I get the point, but it was like... Then use voodoo dolls with the sticks. Like, don't use Barbies. It was too weird because Brandon was like, what, they're too old to play with dolls. Like, it didn't even make sense to him.
Yeah. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Okay. I guess she was looking for something.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Was there anything else that stood out to you? Before they hand out the toasties?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so too. It was a good little battle.
Yeah.
Like, each battle was
really
great.
Really fun to watch. We got to see, you know, sometimes I feel like I don't see enough of the dancing, but this was, you know, got to see the solos and everything. It was great.
Yeah, it was. Oh, and then also online, they have more of the dancing. Uh-huh. They have just the dancing on there. So maybe that's how they kind of like play with not showing us too much of dancing on TV. Because they're like, oh, come to the website. You can see just dancing by itself.
Yes.
So I guess that's a good compromise.
Yeah.
I guess. But
I wonder if that, how long have they been putting the full dances online? Because
I don't know.
Yeah, because before we had fans sending us like clips from when they would just be at their live performances and stuff. But I think they're now all on the official website.
Yeah. Which makes more sense. Yeah. I mean, drive the traffic to yours. Yeah. but yeah, so now we get into handing out the trophies. And of course, the dolls take freestyle first place. And then now it's time for stands. And everybody's kind of like, well, everybody did good. And, you know, Coach D was like, both teams did great. All three teams were great. Who are they going to give it to? And Jay Fresh was like, that long pause he does. But eventually it went to the dolls. So hip hip hooray for them taking the stands battle.
Not surprised.
They did a great job.
Yeah.
And then they finally get to the back and everybody's just happy. I love how Coach D singled out Sky. She was like, you did so great tonight. Yeah. I just love that because seeing where Sky started off, not really the strongest one, but wanted to keep working at it. And Coach D just didn't want to give her or her sister a try. To actually now being on the stands battle, did her first one, so it's easier.
And that kind of encouragement is probably going to get her even more enthusiastic and more, you know, she's only, we're going to see more of her. I bet.
I think so, too. But she was out there kicking butt, taking names. But so now let's get into a little bit of predictions here.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'll go first because I don't have any great ones. I'm just guessing based on because of the snippets that they showed us of the upcoming season and little things that were teased in this episode. But like I said, I think we saw that in an upcoming episode, Tamala is going to like get in some kind of fight with Miss D. They tussle a little bit. So Tamala's really going to, we're going to see a little bit more aggressive side of her, I think, coming up this season. She's not going to be so calm.
Yeah, definitely not. I was actually a little bit surprised at that. I was like, Tamala running after Coach D?
And yeah, then, she's always so quiet.
Yeah, and then not only that, was touching her. I was like, oh, no, no. Yeah.
Like, nobody don't put puts their hands on Miss D.
Exactly. And you just see Coach D, she was like, Tamala, like, get off me. Yeah. Like, wow, she got bold. I wonder what, oh, I can't wait to see that, to see, like, what the passion was behind that. Ooh, okay. So I also predict that the new coach, Tori, who we see coming up in the upcoming seasons, is really going to try and take Kayla's spot. He definitely wants to be assistant coach, like officially the assistant coach. I can also see Brandon, the new, you know, DDP, is going to, of course, keep the drama going. His girls, Angela and Angel, are going to keep kicking butt.
Yep.
I'm here for them.
I think so.
Yep. And I think that's it for my predictions.
Yeah.
Wow.
More of the same. Yep.
It's going to be a great season. And we just appreciate you guys staying with us really throughout this whole season. Yeah. We're going to be here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those of us who stuck, have you been here for four seasons watching our After Buzz recaps?
Ooh.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank you so much if you are.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, guys. Well, that'll do it for tonight's show. Once again, I am Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third, and of course my website howardthethird.com. Miss Tamara.
I'm Tamara Brown, and you can find me on Instagram at Tamara_blue or on Twitter at Brown Tamara.
Ooh. Alrighty, Miss Tamara. We did it.
We did it. Happy 2017. Here Woo! We are. We're doing it.
Here's to more kicking butt and taking names.
Woo!
See you later, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.